This evening, Pat and myself, members of the Kate Kennedy Club, have moved to form a new body. This will be called the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. And every student in St Andrews, man or woman, will automatically be considered a member unless they choose to opt out. This is a decision, a very difficult decision, one that has to have been made, and it has come from within the club itself. We believe it is time for a change. And I'd like to pay tribute to all those who have sat in that room as a member of the Kate Kennedy Club and believe fervently that we should accept women and have worked very hard to bring it about and have been stopped in the past. The guardians of the Kate Kennedy tradition should be a unique and beautiful organisation that can breathe life into the traditions and the history of this town and this university. It should be comprised of people who believe in supporting Fife, where we live, the university where we study, the town that we call our home, and the students whom we call our friends. They should recognise, not just recognise, but celebrate our wild and varied history, and they should carry us with undiminished ardour into the future. The Kate Kennedy Club was formed in the fires of courage, the rectorial address given by J.M. Barrie in 1924. It was put together by two students, James Doak and Donald Kennedy, with the support of the Principal Irvine, to be an organisation dedicated to sincere and objective ideals and principles. And now, in a world of measureless subjectivity, we have to stand up and be counted to say what we believe in. For too long now, we have said, we believe that we should be all male and that women cannot be a part of these precious traditions. That is no longer true. From now on, it should never have been true. From now on, every student at St Andrews will have equal opportunity to promote our traditions, our history, our future. The Kate Kennedy procession is our town's bridge to its past, but it also needs to be part of the town and the university today, so it can be part of the town's future. So I have this message for my fellow students. If you came to this university and were inspired by this ancient seat of learning, by its romance, by its history, if you believe in supporting the university and the town in a meaningful and, I think, beautiful way, and you believe that fundamentally men and women should be given the same opportunity to take part in these noble ideals, then yours is the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. I'd like to pay tribute to the hard work of the gentlemen of the old Kate Kennedy Club. Their hard work has many times gone unrecognised, but its value to our community cannot be doubted. This is a new era. It is an evolution. It is something that has been coming for a very long time. I hope that the new fellowship will empower all students to achieve the very best of their abilities in service to the noble ideals that we hold close to our hearts. I urge all those associated with the old Kate Kennedy Club to accept our invitation to join this fellowship, to do something noble for themselves, the town, and the university. Never before have the stars so aligned to bring about change for the Kate Kennedy tradition of this town. Together with Lady Catherine Erskine, the chair of the Kate Kennedy Procession Committee, the Lord Rector, Alistair Moffat, his assessor, Kate Andrews, Sam Fowles, the Director of Representation, and key members of the Kate Kennedy Trust, as well as leading members of the university, have all worked tirelessly, sacrificing other commitments because they believe in making this university a better, fairer, more beautiful place. Without them, our resignation, our stand would be a cold and lonely one. With them, it's a new dawn. Sorry it took so long to get out of here, guys.
Can I just confirm, has the KK...
Can we take some questions after? Because I think Pat would like to say a couple of words.
No worries. You'll have to forgive me, because I'm not as powerful a speaker as Sonny is. But I hope I sound in earnest when I speak. I joined the Kate Kennedy Club because I believed it would be a place where we'd hold ourselves to a higher standard, where we'd do our best to become better men. The club was founded on beautiful ideas. But as it stood, could not live up to its potential, could not bloom into the wonderful thing we all think it can be. I don't think that all the things we profess to believe in and hold dear belong to only one gender. Without the strengths women bring, we can do ourselves only a disservice. From tomorrow, all students will be members of the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. We will also appoint a number of Kate Kennedy Fellows from the student body. They will be tasked with the practical work of organizing the Kate Kennedy procession, the opening, and the May balls, and numerous other charity and volunteering opportunities that are such an important part of the Kate Kennedy tradition. Every student is invited to apply. Everyone. We will confirm further details of the Kate Kennedy Fellowship at a drinks reception this Saturday at 7 p.m. Sonny and I will serve as interim heads of the fellowship, but we will step aside after we have recruited new members. The fellows will elect a new president and officers at the AGM. The new fellowship will play an integral part in our university life. It will be dedicated to serving the university, to charity, and promoting the ancient traditions of the university for the future. I hope it will be a group of men and women who embody those beliefs to their fullest extent and will dedicate their time in St. Andrews to the service of the university. I see all who can be at this university, everyone in this room and everyone out with it, as incredibly fortunate. We have so much opportunity that we have an incredible responsibility, if not a duty, to do something with it. I hope my fellow students will join me this Saturday.
Thanks. I can confirm that the Kate Kennedy Fellowship will have support from the SRC, which voted to endorse it this evening, from the Rector, from Lady Catherine Erskine, who chairs the Parade Committee, and from the University itself. Just to be very clear with you all, this move came from within the club, and we're delighted to both support and endorse it. It's also been agreed that there'll be a grace period where members of the old Kate Kennedy Club will be offered fellowships if they choose to join the new entity. I don't want to call for every student to join in the full-throated support of the people who have endorsed this so far. And I say this for myself. I think we should have a huge amount of pride in the traditions of this university, particularly those embodied by the Kate Kennedy tradition. But this should be absolutely dwarfed by the pride that we have in students who are ready to stand up and say, you know what, this isn't right. More importantly, to say, I'm going to work out a way to do it better. And that's what we have here tonight, and that's what led to this, I think, fantastic and historic occasion. We'll take a couple of questions now.
Can someone just confirm a statement whether the Kate Kennedy Club, as it used to exist, has disbanded, or whether it still continues in any entity?
We don't know. You'd have to ask the Kate Kennedy Club.
Okay, so there's no official statement
from them.
Okay.
Maybe we should make it clear that in resigning from the club, I'm going to say this because I believe that it's fundamentally important and people should know this. The reason, one of the core reasons of this, if you propose women, you automatically resign from the Kate Kennedy Club. So whatever they're doing, it's their own thing. But I really hope they wake up, they realise we're in the 21st century, they realise we're part of a public institution with responsibilities to make statements all the time about equality, about the importance of involving people no matter where you're from, about how much money you have, no matter what gender you are, in celebrating all that is great about our institution. And I hope that some of them will wake up and join us.
The facts are as well that the Kate Kennedy Fellowship is now recognised by the university and the union and the Parade Committee as
the guardians of the Kate Kennedy tradition. All the good things of the Kate Kennedy Club, that's what they do now. The others, if they are free to associate, but they won't be guarding that tradition anymore.
Okay, you also mentioned the organisation of the opening ball and the May ball. Have they been changed into the hands of the Kate Kennedy Fellowship? Because that was mentioned in one of your statements.
That at this point is what we hope to do, and that is very much so contingent on the support of our fellow students.
But absolutely, the fellowship will be throwing a ball open to everybody.